So, I think most of the preachers are lying to you. Most of the preachers are lying to you. First of all, most of them don't say anything about faith alone and Jesus alone. And if they do, they go back to works. You're not right with God because you don't do this. What are the works of God? To believe on His Son whom He has sent. Okay. And then second of all, they disconnect you from the outside reflections and the inside. Now, I can prove that the outside reflects the inside. I can prove it with the Bible. With the Bible. When Israel was going into the promised land, and notice the nation Israel, every time they there was sin in the camp, somebody got bit by a snake, somebody there was a curse on the camp and all that stuff. And when they went into the promised land, they had to fight those nations. One time somebody brought back an idol into the camp, and they were losing the war. People were dying. And they purged out they said, well, who's got the idol? And they purged out the person who had the idol and killed them. And then Israel camp was prosperous. Every time they went into sin, the outside caused them some trouble, right? You can see it in the nation of Israel. And then there's Bible verses, you reap what you sow. And then there's Bible verses about your heart. God is looking on the heart. And if He has to do some surgery on let's say you go into bitterness or unforgiveness, what are you going to get? You're going to get a curse. You're going to get not necessarily a curse, but you're going to get what feels like a curse on the outside, because God is cutting and sharpening your heart to make it a soft heart, get rid of that bitterness and that unforgiveness. So, this is why I say it's important to keep boundaries with these flesh creatures and these people you don't know. You don't know their heart. The only way you're going to know their heart is listen to their words long enough and it reveals what they are. Just take the data points of their heart and they reveal their heart. Every time Israel had sin in the camp, which represents your body, your heart, your mind, your body's a tent. Israel went around with a tent, right? Then they built a temple. Your body's the tent or the temple or the house. So there's a curse on you that you bring on yourself when you go into the dark side. If Jesus forgave you, you can forgive others. That doesn't mean you have to let them back in your world, but you can forgive them and move on and don't think about them and don't live in the past. You can't live in the past because the past don't even exist. The only thing that exists is now. If God is outside of time and Jesus is outside of time, and you see in Revelation 5, they're worshiping God, falling down and worshiping God. And it might be in Revelation 4. 4, 5, and 6. You see them worshiping God. The angels worshiping God. The angels are outside of time. Think about when the angels came down here and the humans tried to go after them. They caused So the angels stepped down in 3D, outside of time, into 3D, walking around. Jesus was with them, the pre-incarnate Christ. And they try to come after them, and they cause blindness. They're walking in the 5D. They can shift back and forth at will. You can actually do it in your mind. Your body, I've done some thought experiments about like being invisible. So you can use your mind to create like a shield, and you can just walk right by somebody and they won't see you. I've done the experiment. It works. I know it sounds crazy. Even doing an experiment like that sounds like, have you lost your mind? Just imagine an invisible bubble around you and walk right by somebody before, right after you do it, and see what happens. Where'd you come from? I didn't do a deep study on it. I just did I need to kind of do it for like a month and test it every day for a month, see if I could figure out if that was real, if that was just a coincidence. And there's no coincidences, so. There's no such thing as coinkydink. The coincidence. Notice a kid can say coinkydink easier than they can say coincidence. And it's even harder, probably. The reason they can say it sounds funnier. So they can say it because they want children and having fun, right? When you grow up, don't get me wrong, to stay as a child, you know, Jesus said to be like a child, but you've got some stuff you've got to do down here. It's best to find a job that you enjoy. And to treat everything as a simulation. Treat the experience as something that's just a simulation, because that's what it is. The outside is going around you to turn the inside. The outside is going around you to turn the inside right side up. Let me say it again. The outside is going around you to turn the inside right side up. The outside is turning around you to turn the inside right side up. The outside is hitting you with your reflections of the heart and the mind. And you know it's true, because look at Israel. Israel, when they put God first, everything was smooth. When they put God last, everything was trouble. Trouble with a capital T. You had somebody like Elijah coming and calling out Jezebel. And Jehu threw her out the window. The dogs licked up her blood. The ones, when they went into Canaan land and they had a fight with whoever it was, Gibeons or somebody, and they brought back idols, they had to take that person out. Because why would you worship an idol when you were you saw the 20,000 swallowed up? You saw how when you put God first, you were blessed, but if you put idols first, you get cursed. What is that about? How could they not see that? How could the average person not understand that? And you say, well, the wicked prosper. Are they really? Notice most of your wicked people are doing some kind of drug or drunk. They're lost. The devil's not going to spank his own. He's going to just let them do whatever. But it's still God's creation. The propaganda that they feed across the pipes, the TV, the music, the news, the noise. See, they had to get you to believe it's a Christian nation. And for the most part, we do have redemptive process in our law, you know, the lawyers, the middleman. There is a redemptive process in our law books, but if the USA was a Christian nation, why is it called American pride? The devil fell for pride. Why is it called the American dream? When everybody's working three jobs. No. Everybody's working three jobs instead of two. The medical system hates you. The medical system hates you. The food system hates you. It's so obvious what's going on that the devil had to take over. The devil had to take over America. Make it look like it's just like everything else that he does. You know, you got something good going on. It's kind of like a narcissist. Think about it. The facade looks good, but the inside is pure evil. Somebody poisoning you. You know, let's say you're living with somebody and they're poisoning you. You can't imagine them poisoning you, right? They're doing everything else right. But they're killing you slowly because they're poisoning you. They will slip up, though. Everybody slips up because the patterns. The patterns always reveal themselves.